What are you fake mad about today?
Yo, that's great.
One year I went to Black Bike Week. As a matter of fact, I seen Fousey down there. And I remember
Yeah, I think it's awful. She looks gorgeous.
Don't put me in a friend zone because ain't nobody else there.
Because they ain't nothing but bed wenches and prostitutes, day walkers and night walkers, and getting OnlyFans and TikTok twerkers and Cash App choreographers.
Welcome to the Fake Mad Podcast with Fousey B. I am Fousey B. I am happy to be here. It's not much else to say because we making it. I want to give a shout out and a get well to Jamie Foxx. Sounds like he's on the mend from his latest Instagram. We don't want 2023 to take another one of our legends, which is weird though, because I saw some women bashing him like, because he has mixed kids or something, and they were like, he's never done anything. And I'm like, for a certain community, I'm just like, y'all find a reason to get mad at anything. You know, if you're not going to be wishing well wishes to people, and, you know, and he's not known as somebody who's harmed any community in any way, I don't think there's a reason for y'all to go all crazy on them. I'll go crazy on anybody. Sometimes y'all just be talking because somebody else paid for your Wi-Fi, and it's really embarrassing. Moving on. I don't have a big monologue that came across my mind as I was doing this, saying I'm happy to be here. I got some very special, as always, guests for the Fake Mad panel. I will let them introduce themselves, starting with you, Brian. Let them know who you are, what you do, how they could reach you, and your platforms, all of that good stuff.
All right, I go by the name of Brian B. Knowen on various social media platforms. You can follow me at those places. I'm also a mobile massage therapist. So if you're here in the DC, Maryland, Virginia area, and you're looking for in-home massage, especially all my work from home people, holler at me. You already not working, so just get the massage on the clock too. I also have a podcast I do myself. It's called The Nympathy Show. We go live every Sunday, 10 p.m. So check that out as well.
Nympathy. What does nympathy mean for those who don't know?
Nympathy stands for no empathy. So it's an all guy panel for the most part. I think we have guest women like twice, but it's usually all guys. And like, we really be trying to, well, some of us be trying to pull men up on the things that they be doing. And you know what I'm saying? Just trying like I understand. And it's not to say, we don't be trying to say that you can't be sad, or you can't cry, you can't feel some type of way. But after that, you need to start putting action behind getting better or fixing your situation or change your situation. Like, you can't just wallow and die. That's not what we about. You know what I'm saying? Especially if you want to be the high value man that you let these social media platforms pump you up to be. Like, you got to put some quality action behind what you're trying to do.
Please don't try to be a high quality man according to the internet standards. Standard. Up next, Mr. Malarkey himself. He's been here before. Reintroduce yourself to the peoples.
What's going on, man? You just call me King Moses. You feel me? I'm just a regular person that, you know what I mean, pays his taxes, minds his business, and prays for these kids. You feel what I'm saying? But I do have a little podcast, you know, where I go live on YouTube. You can follow me at King Moses Live on the Porch, because, you know, now I'm an old man, so I just be on the porch just trying to, you know, give some advice and speaking on the topics or whatever, you know what I mean? So these kids can learn or whatever and do better. So that's all I'm about.
Get off my lawn. And last but certainly not least, Potter, speak to the people.
What's up, my guys? I used to be kind of cool, not really anymore. Oh, Lord, and my wife is coming home. We're not doing anything. We didn't do anything wrong. Used to do some radio stuff, and now just kind of hang out, and that's it. I wanted to ask you a question of just like, because I know I got to the party a little late. Has anybody come through with any information about this Jamie Foxx shit, like at all?
This is not the question answering part of the show. No, he he actually posted, they would like us to believe it was him. Don't get me on a conspiracy theorist, but he posted today thanking everybody for the love and said he's on the mend. Then he thanked Nick Cannon for, which is weird, but for taking over for him on his Shazam show. So it was on his IG account. Mm-hmm. As of like, we're recording this, I was reading that. So, you know, he.
Okay. Well,
we don't know what happened. News. It was rumored it was a stroke or something. Some said it was bleeding in the brain. I don't know. I don't like to speculate yeah, I said it right, on people's medical conditions.
I recently went down like this, like Joe Rogan foxhole or, you know, rabbit hole thing. And like, I'm like in totally think everything is a conspiracy theory now. So,
yeah. Well, Wanda is on the mend. Jamie Foxx show, fancy with that shit. But anyway, yeah, he did post on his IG that he's good. Well, I don't, not that he's good, but he thanked everybody for the, you know, for praying for him because he became a trending topic. And I guess somebody told him or they took his phone and posted for him, whatever. All I know is that.
But there was all the this, there was all this like news about like Martin back in the day too.
That's a whole, you know, about to get this whole, we're not gonna switch the whole topic. Yeah. But yeah, Martin was different. Martin,
that was like,
look, there's a whole conspiracy theory around what happened with Martin. He was getting too powerful too fast, and they drove the man crazy. Literally, he spoke about it on his stand-up, but there was way more to it than that. Anyway, let's get to the first topic. Oh, no, how do we get to Martin?
Sorry.
First topic: Pornhub blocks access in Utah in protest of new age verification law. Now, the new age verification law is actually that in the state of Utah, they have a new law that requires websites with adult content, porn for you horny bastards, to obtain age verification each time somebody tries to access the site. What that means is that if I'm in Salt Lake City, and I want to see some titties, and I go, let me go to Pornhub.com. Maybe OnlyFans, I don't know. I think OnlyFans has to do it too. But, or let me go to, I don't know, those porn sites, Brazzers or Hamster still? I don't know, X Videos or one of those. I should have researched beforehand, sorry. But if you go to one of those sites, they make you literally verify your age. And the way they make you verify it is you literally have to upload a copy of your ID, like a state or federal issued ID. That causes problems for a whole nother type of reasons, because what are they doing with this information? But that is what it has to do. Companies that don't comply will be liable if they're sued because a minor accessed their account. And it has to be done starting March 1st, and they have to block accounts of users who don't supply age verification. It sounds like, and I'm not quite sure, but it sounds like they have to do it every time that they log in. Of note, Louisiana, LA, actually, the real LA, I guess, has a state-created digital wallet that Pornhub users can use to check their driver's license. Utah has no such verification tool. So they're literally going to have to up every time you log on, every time you get horny, you horny bastard, you're going to have to upload a picture of your photo ID in order to access the site. I mean, I feel like while you're doing that, the horniness is going to be gone. The horniness is gone. Is that a good thing? Brian, what are your thoughts on this? Is this a stupid way to verify age in a whole state? Is this censorship?
I'm not giving my ID to Pornhub, bro. Like, I don't even know how they even came up with that idea, man. Well, that don't even send as much data that be leaking week to week, month to month. You want me to give Pornhub my ID? Come on, man. Come on, man. I thought we were smart. Why y'all politicians, bro?
And the bill sponsor is Senator Todd Weiler. And he actually. And another one is Woods Cross. He's a Republican. Who would have guessed that?
Of course.
But he actually used as an example that Louisiana has that wallet, so that he's saying, why can't Utah do the same? I don't think he understands that the state of Louisiana is the one that actually did it. Potter, what are your thoughts on this? Are you giving girlswithhamstersandass.com your ID?
I think if you don't think they already have your ID and your information, then
the porn companies, though?
Yeah, I think porn companies were started by the government. So, I mean, I think that's a way to control people. I mean, again, I know I
went down this rabbit hole, but I'm
just saying, I think
all of that porn was created by the government to control people.
Yeah, I do. I believe that totally.
You don't think porn was created by people to get off?
No, I think it was. I think it was. It was made to absolutely control people, advertising wise, and to guilt you into being a horrible person because they know stuff on you. I think that's. I think that's a real thing.
Hmm. That was a little deep.
Yeah.
King Moses, what you think about from the porch?
Well, first of all, I did a little quick Google search on this guy, Todd Wheeler. He's 56. I wanted to see how old this person was. So, okay. I see a lot of older people that are in like these positions to do stuff are very old fashioned. So, I mean, I think he still has his old school mindset that like this is going to stop people from watching porn, and it's not. I mean, I don't even, you can go on Twitter and find porn.
Yes,
I just looked up like it like easily. So
that's very true.
And so let's just say Pornhub was the number one place or whatever. And then like they make it, somebody is going to be smart enough to make something else where you're going to be able to find like porn. There's a certain things you're just not going to stop. You're not going to stop people from drinking. You're not going to stop people from having sex and being horny and doing all this. So like, it's no point. Like, I get that you don't want like minors to watch like porn, but like, I mean, it's everywhere and it's easily attainable. And especially when you have somebody that's drunk off this horny water, and you got these youngins now that you got these youngins now that's eating these honey packs of horny, like Christopher Robin and Winnie the Pooh, they're not going to be determined. They're not going to be like stopped from this. And we don't even gonna get into the state of Utah because they're the horniest ones of all or whatever. They up there messing with their own kinfolk and
the Mormons.
And all that Little House of the Prairie and all that stuff, whatever. So they be the horniest ones. So this is not this much to do about nothing. And I mean, this is not going to go well over whatever. So I'm just glad I don't live in Utah. I definitely would not be giving my information and all that or whatever. But that's what the scope that I look at it. This is not going to stop. This is just one of those things to pander to the older generation to get a vote or whatever, that they're doing stuff and to stop this hornified generation and horny epidemic. So
yeah, and that's the thing. I think, and I agree with you. I totally agree with you. I think porn is an addiction, just like. And I don't know if it was created by the government, but they certainly learned how to use
You're
it.
You're going to keep running with this porn was created by the government.
Absolutely.
No, I'm saying they learned how to use it.
They definitely made money off of it.
They did it with opioids. They did it with alcohol. They did it with, they still do it with weed by limiting it because they make too much money off alcohol. So, like, I do really think that that's a real thing. And they see people that can be addicted to it. I mean, there's people addicted to, like, a billion different things. And I think porn addiction is absolutely one of the easiest ones to be used by them.
To monetize. So.
I'm sorry?
No, I said to monetize. But.
Don't forget gambling, too.
Get gambling as an addiction. Oh God! Now that they started legalizing gambling, my whole timeline is filled with people mad at their parlays. But to touch on something that Moses said, I was thinking about it, and I think I watched the most porn as a kid in high school. Like, mama wondering why the computer got all these viruses. I have no idea. I was Napster. But I don't know how I mean, it's already, they already passed it, right? It's supposed to go into effect next year. I don't know how they're going to enforce it. They already have things called VPNs.
VPN, yeah, they can log on to VPN. Yeah. So like,
so, and it will tell. I do that for my phone because well, they used to have it with the NFL. Like, if I put that I was in Dallas, I would get the Dallas game without having to pay for it. I just changed the GPS on my phone via VPN or my computer. So if I can do that, and effectively, you can do that for porn now on these sites, right? If you, because I think they have it where you can block, say like if you a girl that does porn in South Carolina, you can block the state of South Carolina from logging on to your site or whatever. I actually know that because a girl told me that she does that. She was like, oh, but no one here will know it because I always block it. I'm like, you know, people go on vacation, right? But, you know, they have VPNs that there's some that's free, there's some you pay for. The VPN I was using for the whole football thing, it was like free for 30 days. And I would just find another one that was free for 30 days. I would just keep rotating. But there's ways to do it. So I think it's a waste of everyone's time that's involved.
They'll get creative. They'll start streaming it or something, some wild stuff. Like, these kids are stupid. The technology is advancing. So, like, it's just like somebody that, like, just has this 80s, 90s mindset or whatever, just hasn't caught up with the time. So, like, I mean, you know, like I said, those people in Utah that want to hear that stuff, they pandering it to them, whatever, but that is not going to work.
You cannot stop the horny.
Nope.
All right. Moving on to something more serious. Speaking of horny,
something more serious. Speaking of horny,
I am the king of segues. CrossFit owner jail for molesting a 15-year-old member. A scumbag is what he is. It's well known that I look down on these people that molest children. Scumbags. But let me read the article so I can let y'all know. The owner of a CrossFit gym in Evans was charged Monday with having sexual relations with a 15-year-old girl he coached. Double scumbag. Scott Page, who is 36, was turned in by his wife after she discovered the relationship between her husband and the teen girl continued for months after he promised to stop. I'm going to read that again. It's going to come into play in a little bit. He was turned in by his wife after she discovered the relationship between her husband and the teen girl continued for months after he promised to stop. I ain't going to do it no more. I promise. Paige and his wife own a CrossFit gym together called Bear CrossFit. Oh, I bet it is. And Miss Paige also works as a cybersecurity professional, so she can get you around that porn in Utah if you really want to. Anyway, the wife told authorities that her husband often drove the girl back and forth to the gym. Where the fuck are the parents? In January, he admitted to kissing and having oral sex with the juvenile. In January, he admitted to kissing and having oral sex with the juvenile. In January, it's May. That's why I'm repeating this. It is May. This happened yesterday where this article came out. But in January, anyway, Mrs. Page, the wife, logged into his Instagram account in January and saw messages between the two. So she printed them out. Scott said he was going to end it because he wanted to work on the marriage and not go to jail. The sheriff report said. But last Thursday, the wife came home early to their home and saw a pregnancy test on their kitchen counter and two used tests. Last Thursday, the wife came home early to the Evans home and saw a pregnancy test on their kitchen counter and two used tests out. She saw Panda Express, they got some good food there, on the table with a pink stuffed animal. She walked up to the bedroom and Scott attempted to stop her from going into the room. She told Scott he had 10 minutes to get himself and the other woman out of the house. Why do you need a pink stuffed animal for a grown woman? The wife took their kids and drove down the road. She later went to Panda Express, who confirmed with her that the husband had been at the restaurant with a 15-year-old girl. Authorities later tracked Mr. Page, down to the girl's house where the teen and her father were there. A report says Mr. Page was good friends with the teen's fathers, not no more. After finding a suspect there, officially told Mr. Page to leave and never return or contact the girl. So they got there. The father looks like he's covering, right? Oh, I'm good friends with him. The wife said that. The wife said they're good friends. The cops told him to leave and never return or contact the girl. That was over the weekend. He was charged on Monday with child molestation. He's being held at the Columbia County Detention Center under no bond. Good. Authorities say the girl was not pregnant, because that's the most important part.
I mean, listen, Panda Express.
Hold up, bro. Because I want to reiterate something here. In January, he admitted to kissing and having oral sex with the juvenile. He promised he would stop because he wanted to work on his marriage and not go to jail. So the question I asked first before we deep dive into this, Potter, does the wife deserve to go to jail as an accomplice because she didn't report this shit in January?
Yes.
Awesome. Now, what were you about to say?
I was saying the Panda Express is really good.
I didn't even know they gave out stuffed bears. This is a scumbag, but what are your thoughts on this? Like, looking aside, if the wife believed him, saying, I want to stop sleeping with minors and work on my relationship with my wife, and she believed him, some of the smartest people be the dumbest humans. What are your thoughts on this whole situation? Like, he's an adult. He's her coach, so he violated her trust, and he violated her body.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I guess I would have to hear a lot more, like, you know, in court here. I mean, like, they need some good attorneys. I don't know.
They need some good handcuffs.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think, you know, yeah, he was terrible, but is she accountable too?
The 15-year-old girl that's being coached?
No, not the 15-year-old girl.
Oh,
wow.
Boy!
Hey, I almost went off.
Hey,
I almost stopped being a host
knew
for
about
a second.
It.
I feel like the wife should be accountable. Brian, no. What are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, man, she need to go to jail. Man, you aiding and abetting a criminal. That's crazy. No. Yeah, that's jail time. That's serious jail time for that.
She's almost, especially if they just started having sex, she could have prevented this in January when he's
right.
King Moses on the porch.
Well, yeah, so she definitely should be charged. I don't think it would be like the same type of charge that he got, but it's the same as like if you riding dirty in the car or whatever, and you know what I mean, nobody want to fess up to whatever's in the car, or if you part of some operation on a low level for drugs and
Rico,
whatever,
pre-suicide.
Like he might get a less for pre-suicide. He, you know, to get a lesser charge or something or whatever, but she shouldn't just get off scot-free, whatever, like nothing happened, because she knew. And like, it's just like, if I kill somebody and go to Fousey, whatever, and he like try to helps me get away or whatever, something like that, you would get a charge. You would be
a better than a felon.
Right. Yeah. So like, she should definitely get some type of charge for that, because let's just say, okay, it just happened or whatever, and whatever, like once she knows about it and like she trying to give him another chance. See, that's that desperate, horny housewife shit, because they so don't want to be alone and all this bullshit that they'll turn a blind eye for not only some bullshit like cheating, but letting them motherfuckers be rapey and doing all this to the little girls or whatever, just because they want to keep their man so bad. And ironically, this is in Georgia, it ain't in Atlanta, but it was near Augusta or something like that. So they probably wanted them freaknik babies or something like that or whatever. And that's what all that's about. But she should definitely get charged. And this would be a lesson, whatever, because like these women just be so desperate to keep their man and doing all this dumb stuff. That should not excuse you from being held accountable for committing a crime and helping in a crime. Because let's say she didn't find out or didn't get mad enough to be like, okay, I'm going to turn him in. You imagine how long this would have been going on if she didn't find out?
This would have been probably was a pregnancy test that set her off.
Yeah. And who else knows who else this been going on with? Might have been going on with other girls or whatever that she didn't know about.
If he's a coach, he's in charge of these people. It's for, but first off, not first off, but now I think about it. Why is a 15-year-old doing CrossFit? When I was 15, I was already in shape. I didn't need to go to a gym CrossFit. I was wrestling. You know what? But anyway, it's a lot of little minute things in this story that I don't think.
Let's take it another step further. When you're talking about the little girl's parents or whatever, like, how are you allowing somebody to be hanging out with her and talking about that's your friend?
He was good friends with the team's father. How good of a friend? You don't suspect your yo, if you driving my daughter, first off, why are you driving my daughter to your classes every day? Like, I don't have that time to do it. Where's the mother? What's the dad? You friends with him? That shit don't seem a little weird.
That's crazy. Cause they said they found him at the father's house.
At the house, where he dropped so off.
So you got caught again. And your first thought was, let me go hang with my mans and them.
Right. Well, he dropped off. But here's the thing. Like, what do you tell that girl's father before? Like, my wife caught me and your daughter, but it's not what it looked like. What it look like then?
Yeah, what am I supposed to be looking at, my boy? Because
I'm Chris
Hansen. Right.
All right. So, I hope they knock him up. I hope they castrate him. I'm a big fan of castration when you abuse or rape someone. And you're very rapey, sir. You're very rapey.
Yeah.
I don't even know how to segue into that. So the next thing we're going to talk about, I had no segue. Speaking of rapey. No.
Right.
Just a quick opinion section. We'll start with King Moses. What is some random, and I know you got the ring now. You're the king with the ring. But what are some random red flags you look for, or you looked for while you were courting women?
Oh yeah, that's a great question. One thing that really was a red flag for me that irked me is when women would ask me what I did for a living,
off
the break, and when you say it, like, oh yeah, what do you do for a living? Like, it sounds very simple, but the tone, the posture, and then, you know, I'm very big on eye contact or whatever, and it's not about what you say, it's how you say it. So the circle and the places that I used to go when women would ask me that type of stuff, it would size me up to be like, how much does he make, or is this something that's like a attractive job to brag on with my homegirls that he does, so I can have an excuse to be with them type shit.
But and that was always a reference. What if she just wanted a hookup? What if she needed a job?
So, no. She needs to go on Indeed.com or whatever, one of them places, whatever. But no, they wasn't asking for no job, because, like, I used to go places where, like, bras would be bragging about, like, what they do, and they'd just be like, oh, well, I'm, like, the third superintendent assistant to Kamala Harris at the White House. And I'm like, I don't care. I'm just trying to, you know, hook up with you, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, especially in the D.C. area, everybody got to brag and show off what they do and where they work at or whatever. And most of these people that work in these places don't even make that much money to be doing all that or whatever. But it was a red flag for me. It's just like, you don't really care about me. And I would test girls. I'll tell a girl I work at McDonald's and see what she says, right? Now, I just said I just said I worked at McDonald's. I didn't tell you what I did. So I could have been a human resources manager making $150,000. But if I tell you I worked at McDonald's and you just like, oh, I'm not interested in you, then that tell me all I need to know about you. You don't care about me. You just care about what I do and if it's glamorous and if I make enough money to be able to spend on you.
She just wanted those free hookup in McDonald's. She wanted a Happy Meal, dog. Potter, you also are king with a ring. Before you were with your lovely lady, what were some red flags that you watch for and then pursuing women?
Uh, I didn't pursue that many women. I wasn't good at that.
So you didn't care about red flags. You was like, she talked to me.
I guess, my ex-wife, certainly there were some red flags there that I had no idea.
If she's your ex-wife, that's a red flag in itself, right?
Right. So, I don't know. I don't really have a great red
flag. You was cool with everything that every girl did.
Just ones that were way too much into themselves,
So stuck up girls?
Stuck up. Yeah, man. I mean, I guess that was just my biggest deal,
That's funny. I used to always be cool with the stuck up girls in high school and college. It was actually a challenge to me, and a lot of them were cool. They put on that stuck up facade because they didn't want to be bothered by a lot of people. Brian, as a single man, because I'm the host, so I don't count. As a single man on the Fig Mad panel, what are some random red flags you look for while dating? I don't even know if you're still single. Last time I knew you were single. You go around giving massages to people's homes. I don't know, bro.
I gotta keep that separate. I gotta keep that separate. All I need is one man. Oh, I didn't like how he and y'all never see me again. So nah, I keep that. I keep that very professional. But man, if she could read, bro, that's a red flag, man. I ain't getting. Sorry. Let me stop.
We gotta put you in jail next to this CrossFit person.
No. If she cannot give direction or criticism well, I think that's a red flag. Like, I don't like people that try to teach you something or show you something and they just blow up, or they immediately, everything they say is condescending. I don't like that. I don't spend time with people like that. And generally, mean girls, I don't like mean girls at all. Fuzi, you know the people I hang out with. Nobody's mean. I don't do mean people. We all fun and laugh and all family. That good stuff. Yeah, you mean, that's a big red flag. Also, if you super into astrology, every time I say something what's your sign? Yeah. And that's because you were Aries. That's not, no, you just, you
crazy. Just,
yeah. They be like, Libras hate liars. No, I think we all hate liars. I don't think that's a Libra.
I once called my mother hey, mom, what time was I born? And she said, son, stop messing with those crazy girls.
She was already here.
I have no reason to know why. I don't care what time I was born. Right? It's fine. I said, I'm tired of saying I was born at night, not last night, because I was actually born in the morning. So,
some of these girls be off the hook with it. You were born in early October. You're like a late Libra.
You're in Libra, but your moon sign is a Cancer. What? I didn't know I had two.
This conversation is cancerous, baby. It's over. Leave me alone.
You're bi-horoscopic. You're a mixture of a Libra and a Scorpio. What?
Hey, every Aries I dated is crazy. Just one point. Speaking of crazy, let's see how I did that. There's some crazy fucking people out here. Celebrated, decorated, the most killing it because her skills are so outrageous. Simone Biles got married recently, and she's a beautiful person. I think she had a beautiful wedding. She posted her pictures up. She's a young millionaire, great gymnast, and she married the love of her life. But of course, the people on the Bird app, the bird brains on the Bird app, had something to say. And she responded. Simone Biles is speaking out after some social media users criticized her updo for her wedding. Now, what they pointed out was that her dress wasn't super expensive. The dress looked dope to me. I mean, I'm not a bridezilla or anything, so I can't tell you, what's the difference between a $10,000 dress and a $500 dress, except one of them might have diamonds on it, I guess. I don't know. She announced back in April that she tied the knot. So this is back in April, right? But they still coming for her now, which, that's just a week or two ago. She tied a knot with a longtime love, Jonathan Owens, in a romantic courthouse wedding ceremony. That's what they mad about, number one. Number two, she uploaded multiple pictures from that special day to Instagram that showed her beaming in a low-cut tiered wedding gown. She wore her hair in a ponytail that showed off the dress's neckline and tied back details. Of course, they hated the fact that her hair was in a ponytail and she went natural. There's nothing wrong. Her hair didn't look nappy or anything. They just were mad that it looked natural. I can imagine who were the people who had
to say. Oh, come on.
While fans congratulated the happy couple and celebrated their love, some critics, like you fucking have the right to be a critic, questioned the Olympian's choice in hairstyle. After a few Twitter users nitpicked her wedding hair, with one going so far as to suggest that she should have worn a wig, a number of fans stepped in to praise her. Again, she's a young millionaire, a decorated gymnast, and she married the love of her life. Others wondered why people were choosing to comment on Bao's hair instead of the marriage. One fan posted the wedding photo and said, "How could you see this picture and focus on her hair? She's a goddess. I look up to her so much, and girl, I can only wish for this level of beauty." Another said, "I saw those pics of Simone, and my first thought was, aw, she looks so happy. The fact that people zoomed in to try to find edges on her hair are miserable." Again, we glad that she's happy. She overcame situations of abuse with fucking scumbag coaches and other obstacles in her childhood, and she still defined her own success, and she married who she wanted. Bao saw the viral tweet. Imagine her surprise. She calls on Twitter. She's like, "Oh, what? Why y'all talking about me?" So she replied, because she cool as shit. Like, her personality, this is her. She looked at somebody who said, was talking about her. She said, "Oh, I think they also forget that I live in Houston, Texas, and I would sweat out any type of hairdo. Soon as we stepped outside for pics," she said, "but they're going to keep complaining. I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. Nah, 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 nah." I might have added the 999 part. She shared that her hair was affected by the wedding. She said, "Don't let the humidity or negative comments ruin your big day," so they can keep complaining, right? And she also her fans also encouraged her to continue to tune out the negativity. She's gotten love from, she posted black and white photos with them holding a marriage certificate, officially Owens. Her dude plays for the NFL. I was like, why do they keep saying NFL? But, he posted a picture that said, "My person forever." Kind of cute. If I ever get married, I'm using that. "You're my person forever." Okay. With that look in my eye. Forever. "We had to get married legally here in the U.S. since our wedding will be a destination wedding." She let people know. She said, "Don't think just because I was at the courthouse, I ain't got money to spend. We just going somewhere. But, we had to legally get married first," which a lot of people do. They get married first at the courthouse. When y'all go to the weddings, y'all seen a ceremony, but they already married or they have to get married soon.
All right.
In between responding to fans about her big change and her not giving a fuck, she changed her name to Simone Biles Owens. Cute story indeed. Brian, what the fuck is wrong with people?
People just want to be mad. Like, people just not... they just not satisfied with anything. Like, and I seen a few pictures. First of all, I didn't know the girl to get married because I don't follow her. And only, you know what I'm saying? I only seen it because it went crazy on Twitter. She did a regular ponytail. Like she said, like, "We went down to the court because all the money is going to be spent at the wedding." What if she got the hairstylist for the main wedding out of the country? And again, why do it matter? I could almost see if she went like it was and it was just undone. Right. Like she's like bedhead or something. Nah, she had a regular, everyday, chill ponytail. It's not y'all's job or responsibility or place to tell somebody what they should do. Obviously, she could have got her hair done. Obviously.
Right. Like, but I mean, technically, it was done.
You're absolutely right. I'm sorry, Fousey. It was done. Obviously, she could have done it to whatever level y'all think she should have done. She could have done that. She chose not to. And it's not your space to comment on a choice like that.
Yeah, it's the problem is people are trying to spend other people money when they ain't got money on their own.
Yeah.
Moses, what are your thoughts on this?
First of all, we need to get down to the real nitty gritty titty committee. It ain't people. It's women. because I did not know that she was getting married. I seen it on Twitter like everybody else, and they was talking about the hair, right? So I didn't, like, why would dudes be worried about Simone Biles getting married or hating on her getting married or her wedding? First of all, men don't criticize wedding dresses and all that. And let me speak for myself, right? I know one of the most beautiful hairstyles for me is seeing a woman in a ponytail. It's very simple and clean, and that's just me. I'd rather see a woman in a ponytail than a goddamn...
with some sweats on.
Right, I'd rather see that
Put your hair up.
Right, like, I'd rather see that than some stupid, colorful lace front. You feel what I'm saying? Where you can see the lining all the way in the middle. We know it's not yours, and it looks stupid or whatever, so, like, what, nobody's gonna be like, I wish you would put a wig on instead of the what you got on. Like, we know what that looks like. Like, if we be trying to hold our tongue, that looks like a regular hairdo looks better than them wigs and them weaves and all this old nonsense that the gypsy Jezebels be putting on their head, looking crazy. But we just turn a blind eye because we're just trying to get some butt. You feel what I'm saying? So that's what all that's about. Second of all,
women try to impress women.
Yeah, that's all it is, because we don't care about that stuff that they be trying to do, like the stuff that makes them feel that they're cute. It really isn't. We don't care about that. Now, for myself, I got married in February of 2020, month before COVID. My wife was pregnant, so she wanted to get married officially. We went to the courthouse. We went to Upper Marlboro and went to the courthouse, got it done. We was planning on doing something afterwards, and then COVID happened, and then whatever. We just didn't do nothing because it was like, whatever, at this point. So I can respect somebody going to the courthouse, but see, a lot of these gypsy Jezebels get so wrapped up in watching them wedding shows and want to have somebody spend all this money on them, and they forgetting about the point of the marriage and caring and loving. They just want the spectacle and the theatrics and a big ring and a big expensive dress and spend all this money on the honeymoon and all that, and not even worried about the relationship. And the only ones that be upset that another woman is getting married and happy is other women. Men don't do that. Majority of men don't do that. So we have to get into specifics on that. It's those right. It's those angry women that's either jealous or just hating or just bitter because they're single.
They want the wedding instead of the marriage.
Potter. They want the show, and they're not in it for the no. Mm-hmm.
You know what,
Potter? What are your thoughts on that? Oh, go ahead. His wife said he can't take part in this conversation. What are your thoughts on this?
Sorry, I was eating grapes.
Don't tell me you eating grapes, bro. What?
Yeah. We got some good grapes at the grocery store the other day.
Men can't tell if the men are eating grapes. What do you think about this whole situation? He's like, I don't care.
Yeah, I think it's awful. She looks gorgeous. I just looked up the picture. She's been through quite a bit. You know, she's been like really open about her like mental health and all of that. And to come down on her like this, it's like, are you crazy?
Yes.
Like, it's beautiful, you know?
Right. I think it comes down to the bird brains on the bird app. And as Moses and Brian were saying, it's women do that. Women think they're trying to impress men with what they're doing, but what they're really trying to do is outdo other women. Right. There's a thing called peacocking, where you're proud of showing out, either with clothes or with your body, all of that. Men do it too, but I think some women will take it to the extreme. You get caught in a cycle of you're trying to impress a man who could care less about what you're wearing, right? Of course your looks count, but I promise you a man ain't never wake up and say, hey, put your lace foot wig back on. Speaking of waking up, no, it is something we can speak on, I guess. We're all men here. 6 out of 10 young men are single. The disturbing reasons why. A new study reveals that 60% of men under 30 are single due to social media. Young men are watching a lot of social media. They're watching a lot of porn, not in Utah. And I think they're getting a lot of their needs met without having to go out, is what one expert said. All right, let's get to the article. They're not jerking around anymore by dating anymore. 63% of men under 30 are electively single, and experts blame erotic alone time online as a major culprit. They're getting a lot of their needs met. They don't have to go out. I think it's starting to be a habit. The new post-COVID numbers will surely back up previous research that the pandemic has made men prefer an even alone instead of actually meeting a partner. It's just so much easier. But these statistics tell a sadder truth about this generation of men. New York professor Niobe Way told the outlet, "We're in a crisis of connection." I don't know why I went to that voice. His name is Niobe, so I figured he had that accent. "We're in a crisis of connection. Disconnection from ourselves and disconnection from each other. And it's getting worse." Well, you know, when you have your mel alone time, you ain't got to worry about nobody asking you to get them a towel or asking you to get them breakfast. Anyway, the mel numbers come sharply juxtaposed to the 34% of women in the 30 who say they're single, which is only a slight rise since the pandemic. Another factor at play might be the interest of women changing, especially as suitors of the same age become apparently less desirable. Women would rather go to brunch with friends than have a horrible date. That's brunch with them. Let me say that again. Women would rather go to brunch with friends than have a horrible date. That was said by couples and family psychologist Greg Matos. The expectations of the American men are also rising in the minds of women. So it's uncomfortably, so many men don't have more to give. Yeah, that plays in with the economy and all of that shit, right? Like, we're making less as a whole. And so what women expect us to do and spend money on, hey, I ain't got the 40. Perhaps the largest issue now with young men, one highly impacting their sociabilities, is that they, as a whole, more lonely people than women. So men are more lonely than women. In the early 1990s, 55% of men were reported to have six or more close friends. That percentage dwindled down to 27% in 2021. Now, 15% of men say they have no close personal friendships. I know a girl who don't have no friends, like really like no friends. And it's kind of weird a little bit, because it's like, I'm your friend. Me and you supposed to have a thing. And, you know, like, I don't put me in a friend zone because ain't nobody else there. Women form relationships with... Don't put me in a friend zone because nobody else is there. That's funny as shit. Women form friendships with each other that are emotionally intimate, whereas men do not. No, we talk in the barbershop. Even while not dating, women have girlfriends they spend time with and gain emotional support from. I'll give that up. Yeah, women do have, on a whole, they have a lot of women friends they can just go and be around. Like, I feel like men, we don't just be around each other to hang out anymore. Uh-huh. Sometimes we'll go play games or something, or we'll go to the bar. But once you start dating or you're with somebody, the bar scene is just not as attractive to you, right? And if you only have bar friends, when you meet your friends at the bar and you no longer want to go to the bar, you no longer have that set of friends, in my opinion. King Moses, what are your thoughts on this? The internet killed a porn star?
Well, first of all, I think that this article is villainizing men and making it seem to be like, you know, these kids that's 18 to 29 is just full of horniness, that's stuck in the house and
they are
just getting their jollies off and don't want to interact with no women. And then like this whole thing about they don't want to go out with their homeboys and be friends and all this other stuff or whatever. Like, my thing is this, right? All right, so we all go to the bar, whatever, right? Like, we all homeboys, whatever. We go to the bar, whatever. And then, like, we go for a purpose. We could either go to be just chilling, hanging, or whatever, or we going out to get some broads, right? So let's just say it's a night that, like, one of us goes to the bar. We meet a girl at the bar. And then, like, I develop a relationship with her or whatever, right? Pretty soon, I'm not going to be able to hang with y'all or whatever because she ain't going to be wanting me to hang out with my friends or whatever as much. And so it's like, I mean, I get that the whole, like, the whole thing about, like, trying to separate the narrative and all the stuff. But, like, I mean, this is kind of crazy. And it just seems like this is something that women can point to be like, yeah, dudes ain't worth a damn. And that's the problem with the dating pool out here because of all this. It definitely ain't because of social media. And honestly, I think dudes is being wise and smart and seeing that a lot of girls ain't worth dating because they ain't nothing but bedwinches and prostitutes, day walkers and night walkers, and getting OnlyFans and TikTok twerkers and Cash App choreographers. You feel what I'm saying? So, and much respect to them because they do what they do, but why would a
shout out to the OnlyFans girls. I love y'all.
Yeah, why would a dude want to date a girl that's got an OnlyFans or is like an IG model or on Instagram and TikTok twerking and doing all this stuff and being a gypsy mime and all this stuff? Like, why would I want to be interested in that? Like, especially if I could just smash you. And let's say if I'm a trick baby, I could just pay to get some whatever and then go on my merry way and mind my business. Like, if I was into that, right? If I was into paying for some pussy, right? Why would I want to stay with the woman after I'm done? I want to go ahead and, you know, go on about my business and see you later or see another person. So you can
talk about her lace front.
Yeah, whatever. But I'm like, why would I want to be like playing date and relationship with you, whatever, if I'm paying and we just smashing or whatever. So shout out to the dudes that's smart enough to not date these girls or whatever. And I just think that women mad, and this is just another way for them to, you know, have something to point to. And shame on this author that made this stuff. And they didn't even ask no questions to the dudes. Like, what's the reason why you don't want to be in a relationship? They just assumed it's because of social media. Based off of what this article said, and porn. Like, man, get out of here with all that, man.
Potter, what are your thoughts on this? Is it true that the disturbing reasons?
I could not agree more with them, though.
The twerking out tiki talkie.
Yeah. But I mean, it's so crazy. You know, like on TikTok and things like that. I mean, just and look, I'm addicted to it too. Like, I watch TikTok, you know, like when I'm at a red light, you know, like I'm like, well, check out one video, you know.
Wait, you sit at red lights and watch TikTok? You the reason traffic's so fucked up. Get off your phone.
No, at a red light, not the green one.
Yeah, but anyway. You be looking down instead of hitting go.
So no, I mean, I'm just, but like some of the stuff you see on there, it's like, it's insane what they're allowed to get away with, even on just that, you know. So like, I mean, you can't show nudity on TikTok, but they get damn close. I know that, and I have no idea when that's coming up. It's just wiping up. You know what I mean? And it's like, whoa.
That's why you go to the Bird app if you want to see some filth. Because, boy, it's full of filth.
Oh, no.
Wow. Ryan, what are your, it's a horny world.
It is.
Somebody got to get it. Brian, what are your thoughts?
I think part of it's true. As a person who's had jobs, who had to deal with people, in that age bracket, and it's not just the men, both the men and the women in that age bracket, a lot of them don't have the same type of social skills that the 30 and older have. Like, we had to, like, people born in the 80s was the last group of people who really had to go out and, like, talk to other people. Like, you had to talk to other people in order to function in life. Like, talk to them face-to-face. They right. So used to a screen. Like, they don't know how, they don't have the courage and the coping capabilities to talk to somebody in person. Like, I seen, it was a TikTok that blew up maybe like a year or two ago. This guy's at the mall in the food court, and he pulls out his phone and starts recording this girl. He's like, hey, man, I think she's really pretty. Y'all find her TikTok for me so I can talk to her. And everybody in the comments is like, no, man, go talk to her now.
She's right there. I saw that. Like, she's a table away.
Right there. They were like, man, if I find her, I'm going to talk to her. I'm not going to tell you nothing. I'm going to take her from you. Like they just don't have, like, that is something that's kind of getting lost. Like, the human face-to-face pursuit of
happiness,
any form of relationship, not just dating. Like, they don't know how to, like, hang out at a bar and, like, have, you know what I'm saying? Like, something happened on TV. Like, we could have a decent conversation amongst men about something. You know what I'm saying? Like, they just don't know how to talk to people, and it's starting to affect multiple areas of their life. But since, like the article says, since they could turn to porn and other things like that, they can get a cheap version of a relationship and a cheap version of that dopamine release. And that's
it's saying that it's replacing certain relationships, because instead of wasting your time going out to meet people, you just sign on to the OnlyFans or to the bird brain filth section. I mean, the bird app filth section or whatever, and you get your shit off, and then it's back to, you don't have to deal with feeling guilty laying next to a person. You know, it's weird though that you said people don't know how to talk, because, you know, I do these little series on Facebook. I got the whole, what are you fake mad about? And I got the whole, you can't park there, and the whole headlines, things that I do. And you know how many people run up to me and just say that shit to me? And I'm like, what you fake mad about today? I'd be like, you can't park there. Like, that's how you start a conversation, bro.
See, and this is the problem that's going on now. With, like, I'm glad that Brian said about, like, 80s and 90s, whatever. We had to talk, we had to interact with people, whatever. But there's still it's more of a audience now to take advantage of these confused kids, or, you know, generation now that don't know how to talk to people, whatever, because they haven't been taught, or, like, now everything is just so easy, whatever. So why wouldn't a dude go on OnlyFans or, like, give a IG model some money, whatever, when they don't really feel comfortable talking to them, and all of them are, like, driving them to give them money. Where's the money? Where's the money? Give me money. Give me my coins. That's what the whole thing is. And for a dude to do that, they have to feel uncomfortable talking to them because they don't have no game. That's why I preach that these youngins need to have some type of communications training in high school and start doing customer service jobs early, because that's where you learn how to talk to people, handle rejection, and be able to, you know, talk to people and deliver the message to different audiences and stuff. And they confused, because I seen something on Twitter where dude tried to do some Romeo romance stuff, whatever. He got the horse and carriage for the girl, and then the girl was like, fuck out of here, whatever, like, I ain't into that corny stuff, whatever. So, like, in his mind, he probably saw that, like, okay, well, I'm trying to interact, I'm trying to do something that might be different, romantic. And she, like, nah, I don't want to hear that, see that corny stuff. So he confuses, like, oh, well, maybe I need to be one of these second generation trick babies or one of these freaknik babies and do all this stuff that they've been doing now, because that's the way to communicate. That's how it is.
And you know what's going to happen is he's going to not do that for the next girl. It's going to fuck up a cycle. Right. Because he's going to think it's corny. And then the next girl's going to say, oh, these guys are so corny. Mm-hmm. I get it.
Yeah. And we just stuck in this weird merry-go-round instead of, like, them getting
slamming a revolving door.
Yeah. And when really he should have known from the jump, this probably not even the girl that we even like something like this. Like, you like that. That's part of the communication. You really got to be able to clock your girl and figure out, like, what she into. Like,
hey, the worst thing is when you go all out and do something that you feel is special for a girl.
Mm-hmm.
You spend a little dollars on her, whatever you do. You do something special, and she just replies with a thanks.
Right.
Thanks. What you doing, girl?
Like, why you do it like that? Why you ain't do this? Why you ain't get Why did I anything?
Is freak babies a thing?
I'm sure they're
there's a bunch of freaknik babies, sir.
they might not know. They might not know
from 88 to about 96.
Yeah,
there's definitely some freaknik babies out there.
They might not know that they freaknik babies.
Oh, they gonna find out.
I've been to freaknik. I actually have been to freaknik.
You went down to the radio station when he's working for the radio station?
No, it was by accident.
I was going. We were going down there. We didn't.
I have a question. Wait. I have a question, sir. Are you Caucasian?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. There it is.
White as shit.
So
you better not be on that damn documentary.
For him in a documentary.
Yeah, he's gonna be in a documentary. They're gonna meet to you.
Cause I asked that because one year I went to Black Bike Week. As a matter of fact, I seen Fousey down there. And I remember.
Whoa! You ain't just waiting, man. Wait a minute.
Hey, I ain't say the year. It was.
Oh yeah.
And it was funny. Like we know that it's Black Bike Week, but seeing like white families with their small because they don't.
It's in Myrtle Beach. So what they do is they have a Bikers Week. It's like a bike. I think it's Bikers Month, right? So they do Bikers Week, quote unquote. And then they do Black Bikers Week because you don't want to have both of those at the same time.
I am very familiar with this.
But I'm just saying, like, I remember going down there and seeing like people with their small, like 8-year-old, 10-year-old children booked in the same hotel, like the main hotel on the strip, because they don't know that culturally this is where a lot of Black people going to be this particular weekend.
Shit go down. That was a fun year.
Right. That was a good time.
So we had me and my man Faison. We had the I forget the name of the hotel, but it's like the highest building in the strip, and we had the suite with the balcony that go around the whole building. My man Quest was there too. The balcony went around the whole building, and so it was me, Faison, and he had a stripper staying there with us. Like she split the room with us, whatever, because she's like, hey, where y'all gonna be at? Like it's actually hers and she asked us to come through. So I don't think we really split. I think she just invited us to hang out. But
oh man,
me and Quez was sitting there playing Connect Four and this chick just bringing dudes in the fucking room. And so I said Quez, watch this. I wrote a note on the door and I said, this is a no pants party. And he's like, that's not gonna work. And sure enough, the strippers were walking around with no pants on. He's like, what the? Yeah, probably add that out. Take that part out. But there was no video footage. All right, we're going to get out of here. One more subject, though. It's a write-in. My boyfriend cheated on me with a fat girl and has been paying her car note for the past 6 months. I couldn't even get him to pay for dinner for both of us without him having an excuse to why he couldn't pay. What do they have that I don't? I think the answer is love. Moses, what are your thoughts to that?
Yeah, no, it ain't love. First of all, my thought is I don't even know if this is a real scenario because, you know, people would just be making up these
just to
watch them Tyler Perry movies and Lee Daniel movies and just be concocting these stories or whatever because these people are crazy. But it is plausible. That is correct. Now let's go with the case that it is real, right? So what is missing is probably some type of effort or like want from this fat woman that the main girl just isn't giving. So what I mean by that is, let's say, and I hate using celebrities, right? But let's just say we put Beyonce and Jill Scott together, right? You go into a club and now look, let's just go with this, right? Let's say you see both of them, right? And let's say you think that Beyonce is the more attractive of the two, and you go to her, she's acting all stuck up or whatever, and she just like really carrying you, whatever, and all this stuff.
My boyfriend, billionaire.
You know what I mean? Like just be on some bullshit, right? But she bad as hell. But then you see Jill Scott, right? And then she's just on you. Like she ready to go. Whatever, you're gonna get more of the enticement to go with the Jill Scott instead of Beyonce. Now, Beyonce, like the physical, like, yeah, I want that one, that's bad, but it's like, Jill Scott a little big, but she can still get it, she can get stuff.
And Beyonce is cool,
when they get that stuff going, whatever, when they really like showing the effort, they really want you, whatever, that's attractive to a man, at least to me. So maybe it was a situation where His main girl was acting all stuck up or whatever and just been on some bullshit. And he meet the fat girl, whatever. You feel what I'm saying? On some 2-3 a.m.-ish stuff or whatever. Now, I don't know about all that paying in the bills and doing all that other stuff, that trick baby stuff. But that's usually what happens or whatever. It's like you getting more attention from somebody else than the other one. And it's just one of those things where somebody might have met a breaking point, just like, hey, I'm gonna go ahead and just do this. And yeah. So
Potter, what are your thoughts on this?
That was great. That was great. Yes, sir. That was awesome.
Oh, yeah, no, Moses doesn't bite his tongue at all. What? He's been like that since I've known him. He doesn't bite his tongue.
I love that. Yeah, I mean, I think that's another great point. I mean, attention-wise, you know, I mean, everybody's guilty of that. Everybody likes a little bit of attention, but that's it, you know, I mean.
So it's just one wants the attention, one doesn't. Brian.
Yeah, right.
What are your thoughts on this situation?
Women, smaller women, be mad at bigger women. Like, what does she have that I don't?
I look this good. I put all this work into my body. I got the lipo and the lipo, and I got the Brazilian butt, whatever button lift. But you know, she natural. Why does he want her and not me?
Man, I think, and you know what? To her point, I think a lot of dudes don't be thinking they like big girls until you hug one. Like, once you touch a big girl, it's like, oh, I've been missing out. This don't feel
I'm in love with the fluff.
This don't, man. This she feel plush, boy. I need some of this.
Comfy.
Yeah. And to Moses' point, like, some women, especially today, some women are just so mean. Like, y'all just mean. And some of y'all just go out of your way to be mean, and people just be tired of it. And he found somebody, just so happened she's a little bigger than you, that was probably just nice to him. She was nice to him. She decided to cook for him a few times. She probably was cooking for herself, said, oh yeah, you can have some too. Like y'all really don't realize like how simple and easy
a little effort, right?
A little courtesy. With a lot of dudes.
A little courtesy will go a long way in relationships.
Like, I try not to bring his name up often in conversation because it sparks such a huge argument. But Kevin Samuels be like, women should be fit. What'd he say? Fit, feminine.
That guy was a numbskull.
He was. but his fit, feminine, and cooperative, aka be yourself, take care of yourself, and work with me. Those are three very simple asks. Take care of yourself, be yourself, and work with me. And some women, you know what I'm saying? They just You just every time you open your mouth,
Well, I have a thought on this.
You can add to that, stay hydrated, mind your business.
And full disclosure, I would say I've had my best experiences with big bitches. Look, I'm just telling you, it feel like you ever go outside and it's freezing cold outside and you come inside to a warm house that's you feel good. I'm just saying that I've had my best experiences with the biggins.
The warmth is another level, bro. Like, it's
it's in my search history on XNXX. See? That's all I gotta say.
Yeah,
not if you're in Utah. I think the one point that y'all missed that I thought of when I read this said my boyfriend cheated on me with a fat girl and he's been paying. That's not your boyfriend. You just found out you the side chick.
You know what? That's a great point, Boozy. Great point.
It's a good point. Yo,
is he paying her car note?
Yeah.
And he won't even pay to split dinner with you? He didn't you with sex, and that's it. And it might not be good sex because he needed to find it somewhere else. Mm-hmm. We gonna shut it down. I only asked for so much of y'all time, and I appreciate y'all for being here. We gonna end it with the Eagles won a draft, but that don't mean anything. They're not gonna win a championship. Potter, what are you fake mad about?
The Warriors are in trouble. I think Lakers are gonna win.
I'm kind of happy about that, so I'm not really fake mad about it. I just want to see some good playoffs.
I'm fake mad that I'm happy. I shouldn't do with nothing, but I just thought that I should mention. King Moses, what are you fake mad about this week?
I'm fake mad at this this whole Freaknik documentary outrage and all the stuff that was going on.
We're going to see Potter in there. We're going to see him.
We probably will. You know what I mean? And I'm just so mad that people so outraged and like not realizing that it's way worse than it is now out here than it was back then. People were out and about doing wild, horny stuff. I mean, look at Mocha Fest. I just learned about this not too long ago, whatever. So I'm like, you mean to tell me that women are really scared that this documentary is about to come out, but yet you got these Gypsy Jezebel bedwinches out here eating penis pot pie in a day
chlorine party. Penis, and, fresh out the pool, chlorine penis.
At a day party, and like, we talking about a documentary on Hulu. You got to cut it out.
Now, I will say, I don't, back in the, we did like the Black Bikers Week when we were in college and shit, not after, but mm-hmm. like we, and you know, we did Daytona, you know, Morgan did the Daytona yep. trips and all of that.
The Miami, you know.
I don't know, I was a wild boy. I wasn't getting like topped off in public.
Like in front of everybody.
Right. But I was smacking asses that with consent. Mm-hmm. They bend over in front of me, I might smack ass, you know. Mm-hmm. Brian B. Knowing, what do you think mad about this week?
I gotta find my grandfather a dentist. Like he don't have a dentist, but he has two primary care physicians at two different hospitals. I'm like, bro, you moving in the wrong direction. And he mad because he gotta take all this medicine. He's like, I don't know why they keep giving me all this medicine. Because they're strangers, sir. Like they don't know what the other one doing. He thinks because they type it in the computer, like everybody looking at the same computer. No. Them people don't know each other at all, my brother. So I've been trying to sort.
All right. Grandpa needs a dentist. I know what I said that got people mad is the stupid saying, when you fall down seven times, you get up eight. Boy, what they had their panties in a bunch. Listen, if you fall down seven times, you get up seven times. You don't get up eight times. The math is not math, and regardless how y'all trying to explain it.
Right.
The phrase is a dumb phrase. Fall down seven times, get up eight. No, count. Use your fingers.
Unless you fall down seven times. Unless you're sitting down and then stand up and then
fall. But it starts off with, if you fall down, they don't say when you're sitting down, if you fall down, it says if you fall down, you get up seven times. I mean, you get up eight times. You fall down. Like if you sitting down, you still fell, right? You didn't stand up. You fell down mm-hmm. from the chair. And then you got up. So the math ain't mathing. Don't be mad at me. It's just the facts. Rest in peace, Jerry Springer. Harry Belafonte, rest in peace. But if y'all notice on every podcast, I always end it with take care of yourselves and each other. That's literally, I got that from Jerry Springer. I mean, I believe in it. I believe you take care of yourself. Take care of yourself first, then take care of each other. You know, like on the airplane, you post, if your plane is crashing, you put your mask over yourself first, and then you help others. Because you're going to die if you try to do it the other way around. You can't help people and then, you know, now you saved them and you gave your life. But anyway, take care. Shout out to him for bringing trash to the major airwaves. You know, we loved it. The man was a Cincinnati legend. He once paid. He got kicked out of being mayor because he paid for a prostitute with a check. He wasn't the smartest, Jerry.
What? That's actually genius.
Well, that's how he got kicked out of being a mayor because of that, because he wrote a check.
Didn't get a bad check.
But he ain't had it wasn't even a bad check. He ain't had the money on. He ain't had a 40. So he wrote her a check. All right. So rest in peace to that man. Get well, Jamie Foxx. Rest in peace, Harry Belafonte. Rest in peace to the young lady out on Folly Beach who had just had her wedding and then she was in a golf cart, illegal golf cart, legal on the street. Her husband and a drunk driver. One young lady ran into them and she killed the bride, and the groom is still in the hospital, you know, fighting for his life. And it was a real sad event. I was going to open with that, but I didn't want to bring down the spirit of the show. Rest in peace. There is a sad, I mean, it's sad for anybody to lose their life. Double when somebody loses their life due to a drunk driver. Like, you didn't lose your life due to something you did on your own. I'm not going to bash the lady who was drunk driving. Like, I don't get the point. I see all these people going on her social media, leaving all these damn mess. Oh, you drunk driver. Oh, you put, some, you know, like, she's not reading those. She in jail. You're just wasting your time. You just want attention doing that. You know, so family's lost. A life was lost. Another life is going to be damaged for the rest of her life. I mean, granted, it was her fault. She was drunk driving. We all make mistakes. I know people who drive drunk all the time. Not that it's something to brag about. You know, I thank the Lord every day. I've never got a DUI in my wild days. But yeah, just try to have compassion right now. I know the first thing you want to do is hate that lady who drove that car. She deserves what she gonna get. Like, she deserves to be in jail. She took a life. Another life was lost. They have a GoFundMe to help with the groom and the, you know, I guess with the burial and whatnot. Cause you know, you saved all this money for a wedding. You came, they weren't even from here. They came to Charleston to have a great time, get married, had a great day. The pictures, everybody smiling, and then you end with tragedy, and it's really a sad event. It's fucked up really. So rest in peace. I don't have the young lady's name. You know, nor do I want to say her name. I don't know her like that, but rest in peace to her. Get well to the husband. I send my condolences to the family. With that, I'll sign off. Take care of yourselves and each other. God bless and good night.